following candidate forum was recorded by Indivisible Tacoma on September 14th, 2021.
Before we start, I'd like to acknowledge that we live and work on traditional homelands of Indigenous people who have lived time immemorial. We want to express our deep respect and gratitude for our Indigenous neighbors, the Puyallup, Musqually, Muckleshoot, and others, for their enduring care and protection of our shared lands and waterways. We recognize that this land acknowledgement is just one small step toward true allyship and dismantling the ongoing legacies of colonialism and white supremacy. As we get started, just want to root ourselves in the purpose of this evening. So many of us often have heard over the years, oh, I can't vote. I don't know anything about those candidates. You know how you've heard that. We're here to help with that. We're going to present candidates tonight who have gone through our endorsement recommendation process, which showed that their views align mostly with the progressive values of Indivisible Tacoma. And I need to make a note that the research process is ongoing. We may bring more candidates to the membership for recommendation and other comments and annotations. So it's a deep process that keeps going. And our mission is that we are a volunteer organization with a mission to elect progressive leaders and advocate for progressive policies. We defend democracy, support universal health care, and advocate for humane immigration policies. We promote social, racial, economic, and environmental justice through a lens of equity for all communities. And we're excited to see all the candidates tonight. Julie, do you want to take on the introduction then?
Yes. So I'm Julie Angieski, and the other co-chair. And tonight, we are so grateful to have some amazing candidates that are running for local offices this year. They are going to introduce themselves. They'll each have 4 minutes to introduce themselves, what office they're running for, and answer the questions, why are they running, what are their qualifications, what do they stand for, and then what help do they need. I'm going to also introduce Linda Hood. Linda is going to be our timekeeper. As you can imagine, with 14 candidates, we have to keep everyone on time. And so Linda has found a little sound that she's going to make when the 4 minutes are up. And then we ask the candidates just to close quickly. So Linda, do you want to make that sound?
So I'll do a timer and I'll speak up if you can't hear it.
Thank you very much. So without any further ado then, and I think we're actually going to be pretty close to being on time. Our first candidate is Elizabeth Von Bright, who is running for Tacoma Public Schools Position 5. Elizabeth?
Well, hi, everyone, and thank you so much. It's such an honor and a pleasure to talk with you all tonight and to meet you. As Julie said, my name is Elizabeth Von Bright, and I'm currently the Vice President of the Tacoma School Board, and I'm running to retain my seat, and it's Position 5, as she said. So for nearly 30 years, I've lived in Tacoma, where I raised my two daughters who both attended Tacoma Public Schools from kindergarten through the 12th grade. And I was always active in their community, in their school communities throughout that time. I was appointed to the Tacoma School Board in November of 2019. So after 2 years, which have included COVID-19 pandemic and social justice unrest, my understanding of commitment to this essential work has really broadened, deepened, and strengthened. And as I said, I'm now seeking to retain my seat so I can continue to move the needle on critical equity policy work in our community and ensure that all children in our district have access to high quality education. So my qualifications, well, professionally, I'm an early childhood policy wonk, and I've dedicated the majority of my career to building an affordable, accessible, high quality child care and early learning and after school care system in Washington State and across the nation. In my role for 22 years as the Executive Director of Child Care Aware of Washington, which is Washington's statewide child care resource and referral system. I also currently chair the Joint Municipal Action Committee, and I'm leading this group of elected officials and chief executives of 8 public entities in the Tacoma-Pierce County area through a 12-month innovation assessment and planning process to design a pathway to create a more resilient and anti-racist community. It's really exciting work. I'm running because I see education in our community as a critical pathway for all to opportunity and success. And I seek to establish our pre-K to 12 educational system in Tacoma as a safe and welcoming and empowering place for children from every part of our district to come together and learn and grow in an anti-racist environment where opportunities and supports are available to them all. And while the pathway will be different for each individual, I believe Tacoma Public Schools can provide every student with a solid academic and social emotional foundation with opportunities to find his, her, or their passion and individualized preparation for post-high school, whether college or career. My priorities are to effectively address the growing mental health crisis among our students and staff, to dismantle the systemic racism and build a resilient and anti-racist community, to provide safe educational environments for all of our students, offering compelling academic curriculum integrated with whole child enrichment, and to support highly trained, dedicated educators who inspire, empower, and teach our children how to think, to question, to solve problems, and to dream. So I hope you'll join with me on my campaign, and the help I need is, at the moment, just financial donations would be super appreciated. I am, my opponent is actually outpacing me in the fundraising department, and I'm really wanting to get out a great mailer. So I need to raise a little bit more money. So please donate. The second thing is I'm looking for a voluntary campaign manager, someone to help me with logistics and social media. So if somebody's really good at that and wants to help me, that'd be awesome. And I think the third thing is volunteers to phone bank, text bank, doorbell, or sine wave, any of the above, and maybe something I haven't thought of that you are very good at and you'd like to share with me, and we can team up and make a difference in our community. And I guess I have a little extra time because I spoke really quickly, as I usually do. Just wanted to say that the work at JMAC, which I'm chairing this committee, and we are actually hosting an event on October 15th. You'll hear about that in the news.
I appreciate that. And our next candidate is Ethelda Burke from University Place School District, Position 1. Ethelda?
So if you can't be the pine on top of the hill, be a bush in the valley, but be the very best bush on the side of a rail. Be a shrub if you can't be a tree. Now, if you can't be a shrub, be a blade of grass, and some highway happier you'll make. If you can't be a musket, be a bass, but be the liveliest bass in the lake. For we not can't all be captains, there must be crew, there's work for all of us to do. There's big work to do and lesser to do, but the task we must do is anear. If you can't be a highway, be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Just be the best of whatever you are. That poem by Douglas Maglet is what I live. It's how I live. I don't start any task or do anything unless I commit myself to do the very best I can. I am a current member of the University Place School District Board of Directors. On that board, I've done and been the best that I can. I've been on the board for 6 years. I've served as vice president for at least 3 years. I collaborate intentionally with my board of director members, and we make decisions that ensure the best possible educational experience for every student in our district, regardless of their race, their culture, their ethnicity, financial status, or unique intellectual needs. Our goal is to provide them with the tools that will allow them to be the best of whatever they can or want to be. My life work has been in education, and my passion has been to inspire, support, and love kids. Outside of formal teaching, I have tutored and supported students in any way that I can. Now, the formal questions that you gave me. Why am I running? Because I want to continue the work that I have done and that I do very well. Regardless of what my opponents say, I have energy, knowledge to contributing in a meaningful way to the University Place School District Board of Directors. I study our district's academic performance data. I read carefully the policies that we are considering and that we are reviewing and changing. I pay close attention to what's happening in University Place, in the state of Washington, and throughout our nation in the educational arena. Yes, I'm old, as my opponents have said about me. I like to say mature, but I still have it. I still have it. I still care. I still study. I still work hard. Your next question. What are my qualifications? I have served nearly 6 years, as I said, on the school board for University Place School District. I have endeavored to be the best of whatever I can and whenever I engage in anything. I was promoted from being a classroom teacher to a department chair, to an assistant principal, to an assistant superintendent, to a deputy superintendent, and I retired as a superintendent. A year ago, I did a second retirement by retiring from the University of Washington, Tacoma as a field supervisor for their administrative certification program. What do I stand for? I stand for equity, fairness, ensuring that every student receives what they need to achieve at their highest level of performance and become contributing citizens. What help do I need from you? I need you to continue to encourage the citizens of University Place to believe in me, to vote for me on November 2nd.
Time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And now I'm pleased to introduce Jennifer McDonald, who is running for Steilacoom Historical School District, Position 1. Jennifer?
Thank you so much for having me. And I apologize if you hear a ball game behind me. I'm at my son's baseball game. So I'm doing this from the car. But I am running for Steilacoom Historical School District, Position 1. It's a position that I've held for almost 4 years now. And I'm currently serving as the board chair. In the past, I've served as the board vice chair and as the legislative rep. And I'm running because I really, really love our district. I love our students, our community, our staff, and it's just a wonderful place to be. And I think that I've done good work. So I'm hoping to continue that in the future. I have lived in DuPont for a decade now. It's kind of hard to believe, but I have. And I have a high schooler, a middle schooler, and an elementary school student here. So I am deeply involved in the school system and have been since they were in the PTA system. So volunteering for PTA, doing science club when they were little and all of those things. Outside of the school board, I'm a clinical psychologist. I have a private practice in Olympia where I do psychoeducational assessments for students. And then I also do some research work for the Army on the side. The work that I'm most proud of on the school board really is our work in social emotional learning. We've had a grant for the past many years working in that area, and it's something that I feel deeply connected to personally and professionally and on the board. And I'm really proud of the work the district has done here because we've just weathered 18 months of a pandemic, and these are skills that these kids really needed to be able to get through. And it really showed in how our teachers connected with our students. It also really helps everyone see things through an equity lens, which I really love. I ran for school board the first time because I have a student who learns differently, and I really care a lot about educational equity. As a result of running, actually, I ended up on the Washington State Dyslexia Advisory Council, and we now have a screener coming out for K-2 students looking for dyslexia in the schools. And in our district, as a result of that, we have our own council. And we have teachers who are now trained not just to screen, but to intervene and to give them an evidence-based intervention. And if you know anything about reading and dyslexia, you know that there is a real pipeline to prison, actually, if you have reading trouble. And reading difficulties are less likely to be picked up in lower socioeconomic areas. People of color tend to be more impacted by this because they lack access to effective interventions. And so that's just one example of what I've been working for on the board. But I also serve as, I like to think of myself as a trusted entity between the community and our administrators and our staff. So I tend to be a liaison between parents and students who might be having concerns or questions, things that they'd like to see in the district. Things that I need in terms of my campaign, really just support, spreading my name far and wide would be helpful and wonderful. And I'll probably have a couple of sign waving things coming up. So if you'd like to join us and wave some signs, that would be fantastic. events like these. It's just really great to be able to get out and be able to say hello to everybody. So I appreciate your time and your support. I'm so incredibly just happy to have this endorsement. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. Really wonderful to have you here. So we'll move directly to Liz Gracier. Liz Gracier is running for Steilacoom Town Council, position 2.
Thank you so much for providing this forum for those of us that have been endorsed as local candidates. So a couple of things, why am I running? One thing is I am passionate about this town. I have long family roots from my great-grandfather, Raymond Morrissey. He served at Camp Lewis in 1918 and settled in DuPont. And then my grandparents purchased land on Anderson Island in the 1970s, and then they settled there in the 1980s. And I moved to Steilacoom in 2013 and purchased a house, and I have set roots here. That being stated, I do really feel that this land is my home. Some of my qualifications, in addition to why I'm running. So I do have a master's degree in counseling psychology. We were just talking about social emotional learning. I totally get that because I am actually a mental health therapist at an elementary school on Joint Base Lewis and McChord. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I'm also a licensed mental health counselor. Additionally, in all my side, the extra time I have, I am an adjunct psychology professor at St. Martin's University. I'm also a yoga instructor, 500 RYT, which stands for registered yoga teacher. In addition to those qualifications, I'm also on the Pierce County Behavioral Health Advisory Board. I was recently appointed to that. We just started that at the county level. And then for just over a year by our former mayor, Mr. Ron Lucas, I was also appointed to Steilacoom Planning Commission. I'm also the faculty advisor for NAMI, which is the National Alliance of Mental Illness at St. Martin's University. I'm also was formerly a board member on the Steilacoom Friends of the Library, now just a member. Additionally, I'm also a member of the Kiwanis of Steilacoom and also a member of the Steilacoom Historical Museum Association, where we did just last year start a diversity and inclusion board, and I am on that as well. What do I stand for? One thing is I would like is to have all voices heard. Only time have one female currently on the town council. In our upcoming different forums that we have, I am the only female, 2 mayoral candidates, and then myself and one other male. As I go around town and listen when I door knock, one of the things I frequently hear is that my voice is not heard. How can you represent me? As a mental health therapist, it is my job to listen. I also want open government. In addition, when we talk about transparency, we're definitely missing things like packets. That has started at the council, but on the planning commission, you are not able to view the packets, simply the agenda. So if you have an issue about the size of your garage, about a road, or about your walkway, access to the RCWs that I see. Additionally, environmental stewardship. I was recently endorsed by the Sierra Club. I'm also on a high member discussing about the Farrell's Marsh, and I have worked also with Grave Alderit. What are some things that I might need? Door knocking. I am getting out there and door knocking. If you have friends or relatives in Steilacoom, talk to them about my platform, encourage them to reach out to me, and I'll be providing my cell phone number in addition to my email. Don't hesitate to call, text, reach out to me. I'm more than happy to schedule a conversation, text, whatnot. Feel free. Additionally, if you know someone who might want to put a sign in their yard, let them know. Feel free to reach out. We have several signs. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for this forum. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you a great deal. Our next candidate is Ann Artman, who is running for Tacoma City Council, Council District 5. Ann?
Thank you so much. I'm Ann Artman. I'm running for Tacoma City Council District 5, district I've lived in for nearly 40 years. I raised my son in the district as a single parent. He now is a teacher at Jefferson Elementary School, which I'm very proud of him. My story begins working at my sister's agency, which is an agency called Multicultural Child and Family Hope Center. Very robust early childhood education. She had about 14 programs with 2 things missing in her program. One was behavioral health, and the other one was substance misuse. I noticed while working with her is that Pierce County had the highest number of kids in the foster care system in Washington State. And so I decided to open up a Tacoma Recovery Center. Opened up in 2016. Today, I'm still the executive director. And what it is that it's based truly on working with problems with mental health as well as substance misuse. My degrees are in psychology. I have a master's degree in behavioral health as well. So about 2 years ago, my agency received the first contract for the tiny home village. We had about 25 people in that tiny home village, and today 20 of them are still housed because of supportive services. That is the why that I'm answering, actually. And so I realize is that the experience I've had, the education I've had working with homeless people, and the fact that Tacoma right now is facing a huge crisis when it comes to homelessness. I want to be able to lend my voice and my experience into the Tacoma City Council. And so my qualifications are long. As far as I'm concerned, in a short period of time, I went into behavioral health in 2015. And since that time, I have worked with Optum on the behavioral health board, and I brought in peer recovery coaches into Pierce County. And so today, 20 different agencies have peer recovery coaches that are peer workers that work side by side. I am a person that's a doer. If something needs to be done, I get involved and I take care of it or work with folks. The other agency that I'm with is also, or I should say board, is the Washington State Recovery Alliance. I work with Lauren Davis, who is now the House of Representatives, to implement the Rickey's Law. And that is a law that will help somebody who needs services if they're suffering with substance abuse and they need involuntary services to protect themselves and themselves from others as well. I'm also on the Hilltop Board. I was also the Pierce County Behavioral Health Manager, implemented the program at the jail, which is called True Blood, and at the Diversion Program. So as you can see going through all of this is that my background truly is behavioral health and work with folks in homelessness. I'm very passionate about my community. I'm very passionate about solving the homeless crisis, which I'm going to keep using that word because it truly is. And I have some ideas as far as ways of being able to really engage with individuals to work on some of the social service issues that they have. I also wanted to mention, too, is that I am also on the Vallejo Board, which works with supportive employment services for people who are also struggling with houselessness as well. That, I think, is pretty much all I can think of. I keep thinking that there's a bell that's going to ring. But I want to thank everybody for having me here. And the other reason why that I wanted to express to everybody is that being elected as a city council, I would be the first person that has a hands-on, boots-on-the-ground person that really understands what's going on in our community and how to make changes. And then if I were to ask you for anything...
Thank you so much, Ann, and thank you for coming and joining us tonight. Our next candidate is Kiara Daniels, who is also running for Tacoma City Council at large position 6.
Good evening, everybody. I am so happy to be here, and I am even more ecstatic to finally be endorsed by Indivisible. As Julie said, my name is Kiara Daniels, and I am a 32-year Tacoma native. And that means that I have experienced Tacoma in 32 years and from many different perspectives as a young person, as a middle-aged person. Right now, our city is facing a number of obstacles as we look toward the future. And in the past few years, we've seen home values rise over 40% and rents jump over 20%. That's left many of our neighbors rent burdened, and where I live, without shelter. Since the start of the pandemic, we've lost more than 200 members of our community to COVID-19. Those who we haven't lost have suffered from physical, emotional, and economic impacts from over 16,000 cases in Tacoma alone. And lastly, despite our efforts so far to combat climate change, we're still emitting more than 1.6 million tons of carbon a year. We need to care for our city by focusing on basic human rights, safe and affordable housing, food security, clean air and water, good paying jobs, and safe and equitable communities to live and play. I am so motivated to do this because of the students that I've worked with the families that I've worked with, by my own family facing social and economic issues. I am motivated by you all, and I am motivated by the people around me that know that I can do this work and that the work needs to be done, and it needs to be done now. our efforts to address these issues typically happen in silos. And right now, Tacoma needs a leader who understands the importance of service to others. And I will work really hard to make sure that we come out of this time stronger and more equitable for all. In terms of qualifications, I've got a few, some that are conventional, some that might be important to you all, and some that might be important to me. So I went to Foss High School. I also went to the School of the Arts. I have both a bachelor's and a master's from Evergreen State College, one from Tacoma campus and one from Olympia. Right now, I serve as the Business and Community Development Coordinator for SpaceWorks Tacoma. And what I do in this role is basically I help Black businesses in the Hilltop secure spaces and resources. And most of my job is inspiring folks, new entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs that are really trying to make it through the pandemic. I work really hard to inspire them to keep going and to be fearless. Previously, I've worked at Peace Community Center, Habitat for Humanity, and United Way of Pierce County. I have a really long history of working on social justice issues in our city. I've studied, I've volunteered. And while I was doing that, I've worked in factories, I've driven cars on the port, I've cleaned hotel floors, and I've waitressed to make ends meet. But some of my proudest work that I do is really within my own family and in my own neighborhood. Right now, I'm working on a project called Design the Hill. I help to lead that with some other local leaders from our neighborhood. And if you've driven down MLK lately, you will see that is a project, right now we're working with Forterra, and we have worked with other developers. Steph, I just want to say just really, really quickly, I have a long history of working on social justice issues. I'm from a working family, and I'm here to support healthy families, healthy neighborhoods, and a healthy economy.
Thank you so much, Kiara. Yes,
really absolutely.
Great to have you here. Our next candidate is Nikki Bufford, who is running for Ferncrest City Council, position 6. Nikki?
Hey there. As Julie said, my name is Nikki Bufford, and I'm a candidate for Ferncrest City Council, position 6. I'm running for City Council because I want to live in an inclusive community where all residents have an opportunity to thrive. Decision-making is often influenced by our own lived experiences. And with only one woman on council and zero representation of people of color ever in the history of our city, our decision makers are not representative of the lived experiences of people in our community. I want to live in a city where we have leadership that reflects the community it serves. And I hope that by running and serving on council, I can inspire others with diverse backgrounds to do the same. I'm committed to building connection between our community and council and to pursuing efforts to develop and maintain a welcoming environment for all identities with right size and equitable support. And as partners in our regional community, I'll take an inclusive and collaborative approach to addressing issues such as housing, transportation. In addition to degrees in both finance and economics, my professional experiences span private and public sector roles. I've been both an active participant and lead in successful major projects and change management initiatives, working collaboratively across organizations while also driving opposing viewpoints towards consensus. My background of evaluating large corporations, municipalities, investor-owned utilities for financial strength brings a unique lens to council by which to promote forward strategic planning while maintaining our financial standing. And as a member of a risk management team, I'm keenly aware of the importance of asking critical questions and evaluating potential outcomes before making major decisions. I've realized a lot of success by focusing on the needs of stakeholders and being thoughtful about the impact of my actions and efforts and developing a collaborative approach to projects and communication efforts, both in my work and in my everyday life. Mindset drives behavior. And by thinking forward with an outward mindset, I've successfully led teams through fundamental changes in the way they do their work. As a member of Ferncrest City Council, I'll bring to the table over 14 years experience successfully building my career in the finance sector, a keen interest in continuous improvement, and a strong desire to build an equitable and inclusive community for future generations. Representation matters, and partnering with our community to amplify voices and lived experiences is how we do ensure that all residents have an opportunity to thrive. So So I'll add, I've partnered with Deanna Nutbrock Allen campaigning for city council, and you'll actually hear from her next, I believe. You'll likely hear us both say collaborate more than a dozen times. And we've already begun that collaboration, and we're really committed to walking the talk through not only the remainder of our campaigns, but also while serving on council and working with other members. Together, we're hoping to knock on almost every door in Ferncrest, and we've made significant strides. We do have a ways to go. Regarding support, door knocking, sign waving would be amazing. I'll definitely put my campaign information in the chat and would appreciate any support that anyone could give. And I really thank you for endorsing my campaign and thank you for this forum.
Thank you so much, Nikki. I appreciate you coming tonight and sharing your information with us. So our next candidate, as Nikki mentioned, is Deanna Nutbrock Allen.
Hi, good evening. My name is Deanna Nutbrock Allen, and I'm running for Ferncrest City Council Position 7. I've been married to my husband, Chris, for 24 years and have been here in Ferncrest for almost 11 years. I'm currently a stay-at-home mom to four kids. I have a 16-year-old senior at Curtis High School and University Place. I have a 14-year-old freshman at Stadium. And I have 2 7-year-old twins who are doing Tacoma Online again this year, at least for this semester. So my children keep me very connected to and involved in the community through their schools, their sports, and other local activities that they're involved in. Over the years, I've been active on the PTAs and in the classrooms of the local schools that my children have attended, serving on the executive board and as legislative chair of the Whittier PTA, collaborating with committee members and school leaders to empower families and engage the school community in promoting the interests of our local students and staff. Prior to COVID, I volunteered weekly in my children's schools, listening to beginning readers and giving them the time and attention they need to become competent readers. Additionally, I've served on the executive board of the Tacoma Parents of Multiples, supporting families of multiple birth children in Pierce and Thurston counties. I'm also a member of the Pierce County Medical Reserve Corps and was activated to train in contact tracing with the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department and have helped facilitate thousands of Pierce County residents obtain flu and COVID vaccinations through involvement in numerous vaccine clinics around the county. My work with nonprofits has given me experience in fiscal responsibility and an appreciation of the importance of developing and working within a budget to use finite resources to the best benefit of the members of that community. My professional background, like I think half the people that have gone before me, is as a mental health provider. I'm a psychologist by training. I spent 9 years on active duty working as a psychologist, serving military members and their families, both in the U.S. and abroad. My time in the military included a deployment to Afghanistan as an Operation Enduring Freedom Combat Stress Control team leader. I was based in Kandahar and traveled throughout southern and western Afghanistan, providing behavioral health services at remote forward operating bases. After my time in the military, I got out in 2010. I worked as a Department of Defense civilian for Madigan Army Medical Center on Fort Lewis, collaborating with civilian and military organizations to implement a school behavioral health program, in which I provided ongoing guidance, consultation, and mentoring for the 6 Clover Park schools that are located on McCord and Fort Lewis. As a psychologist, I have the training and expertise to be able to carefully listen to stakeholders in the community, to thoughtfully consider their ideas and experiences, and to integrate various viewpoints to make decisions about policies and issues that are facing our community. I embrace a collaborative mindset, as Nikki said, and an approach to working with others. In fact, I reached out to and began collaborating with Nikki at the outset of our campaigns and intend to continue to collaborate with her, the city council, and community members if elected. I was initially inspired to run for office because 6 of the 7 Ferncrest City Council positions have been filled by white males for the last 8 years. My opponent in this race is a white, retired career law enforcement officer. And while I appreciate his service to our community, it's past time for some representation from individuals with different life experiences, mine being as a woman, as a mother, as a veteran. Ferncrest also needs representation from people of color. And while I can't offer that, I do support and have partnered in my campaign with a candidate that can. I'm running because I want to do my part to ensure that Ferncrest is a community that celebrates diversity, where residents feel valued, safe, and have access to the opportunities that make this a great place to live. Additionally, through my campaign, I've had the opportunity to meet local residents who are passionate about nature conservation and climate change, and I'm excited about the opportunities local leaders have to change the local culture around these issues and make decisions to protect our precious but fragile environment for the environment and livelihood of generations to come. I'm grateful for your endorsement with Indivisible Tacoma. And like Nikki said, any help with sign waving or door knocking would be great. I'll put my contact info in the chat. The election's in 7 weeks, so we have a lot of work to do.
Thank you so much, Deanna. Really nice to meet all of you. And thank you for coming tonight.
You're welcome.
Next, we're going to a couple of court candidates. Our first court candidate is Elizabeth Pugh, who is running for position 2.
Hi, thank you for letting me be here tonight. Thank you so much for the support of Indivisible Tacoma. It really means a lot in this race, and I really appreciate that support and the opportunity to speak to all of you tonight. So I know we had a few questions that we were trying to answer, and I may not hit them in that order, but I'll try to give you the main points. So again, my name is Elizabeth Pugh. I am a candidate for Port of Tacoma Commissioner Position 2. And really what I want to make sure that we're focusing on in any conversations that we're having together is that we're focusing on the future of our community. So a little bit about me. I am born and raised in Washington to a teacher and a librarian. So education and community involvement, really important. And also grew up in a union household. So that has always been a priority for my family and for me to make sure that we are supporting workers. I'm also a parent. I actually was a teen mom. So in all of my experiences, I actually have a 24-year-old son now, and he lives kind of up a little bit north of here. And so that is one of my prides and joy. But now that he is an adult, I get to focus on other things. Along the way, actually, as a parent, I also graduated from the University of Washington with a BA in communication, and I also have a master's degree in whole systems design from Antioch University, which is really focusing on how do we bring together diverse elements of any system, usually human systems, to see where we can have leverage to make important changes in community change. My professional experience has mostly been in human resources and in workforce development. So a lot of that was actually in the Sumner Warehousing District. And just as a note, Port Commissioners, this is a county-wide position. So it's not just here in Tacoma, where I am a resident. This is a county-wide position. So I worked for a number of years over in Sumner in HR and learning and development leadership. In the last 3 years, I've been working down at JBLM. So call out to JBLM, working in the transition services. So helping soldiers prepare to enter or re-enter the civilian workforce. And as far as my community involvement, currently I am sitting on the Tacoma Arts Commission. I've been doing that for almost about 2 years now. So just a few things about my background. Just on a personal note, I'm also a big improv nerd and working on my amateur herb gardening during COVID. So if anyone else relates to any of that. All of these experiences, of course, lead to my perceptions and definitely inform my worldview. One of the things that I have definitely taken away from life, and you know, call me an optimist, but I think that most of us every day get up in the world wanting to do good in the world. And we're currently living in a society where we have a lot of blame and a lot of contention of different people just really not trusting one another and trying to figure out if we want to actually work within community. And, you know, I've been thinking about this concept of you're either with us or you're against us. And unfortunately, that's actually a false dichotomy. You can't be against us. We are all in this together. And that means societally, with a lot of the different, you know, socioeconomic and, you know, racial issues and different kinds of disparities in our community. And it also means things like climate change. There is no way for you to opt out of participating either in continuing to endanger the environment in our civilization or to help work on moving us forward in the correct direction. So both social justice, economic justice, and then also large parts of my platform, which you can see on my website, which I will go ahead and put in the notes. And you can also read a little bit more about some of my other endorsements, like the Washington Conservation Voters and the Sierra Club, which both soul endorsed me as well. As far as things you can help me out with,
all kind of the things that you heard about before. I'll link my volunteer sign-up page. So if you see a checkbox on there or something else that you would like to offer to support the campaign, please sign up there and I will get back to you, or someone, one of my other volunteers will get back with you. Follow me on social. And of course, money never hurts. So I'll also put my donation link in the chat as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate that. And hearing about the port position and what you would bring to that. So we have another port candidate, and this is Mary Bacon. She is running for Port of Tacoma Position 4.
Being Indivisible, and thank you so much for your endorsement. It means a lot to me. So I would like to share that I have been prompted to run because we need more scientists in government. In 2006, I graduated from the University of Washington, Tacoma with a degree in environmental science. And for the past 15 years, I've worked as an environmental toxicologist and health physicist in the Puget Sound. I will provide a perspective missing within our Port of Tacoma Commission. And when elected, I will be the first working scientist to hold a Port of Tacoma commissioner seat. As the former president of a federal union and one of the oldest unions in the United States, I will always advocate for workers and well-paying jobs. Our port's economic and environmental development is an opportunity to promote growth in our community by increasing employment and new business opportunities as our port becomes climate resilient. Combined with my unique background as a scientist who has worked in both the private and public sectors, my understanding and insight will be an asset to our commission. 5 years ago, the City of Tacoma issued the Tacoma Climate Change Resilience Study, and the city is taking the necessary steps to mitigate the identified impending hazards. Similar efforts have not been identified for our tide flats. When elected Commissioner Number 4, I will foment the creation of the Port of Tacoma Climate Change Action Strategy. The strategy's goals will address climate change, and the concurrent infrastructure development will be sustainable, inclusive, and equitable. The objectives will include lower emission development, prepare for and respond to climate-related impacts, and support innovative solutions and sustainable technologies. Our long-term outcomes will establish lower emissions, increased resilience to climate change, and the promotion of economic development. The Port of Tacoma has existed for over a century, and with my leadership, experience, and foresight, I will work to ensure our waterfront continues for another 100 years. The assistance that I would politely ask for would be with phone banking, donations, and please let me know if you would like to have a yard sign in your yard, because those are some of my favorite forms of advertising. Thank you for your time, Indivisible.
Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you for joining us tonight and sharing your information. Next, we are going to go to in the direction of Puyallup and hear from Joe Colombo, who is running for the Puyallup City Council District 2, Position 2. Joe, are you with us?
I am. Hey, everybody. I'm Joe Colombo. I know many of you already. To answer the questions, why are you running? Well, one of the reasons is the seat on city council, the incumbent decided not to run again. And so it's an open seat. And we have an opportunity to flip that seat red to blue. And I'm really hoping that we do that. Another reason is I'm trying to keep the seat from going to a QAnon Trump supporter. Also, I was asked by several current and former city council members to please run this year. And I also do come from a place of believing that if you want to enact positive change in your community, one of the most effective ways you can do that is to get elected. And that is one of the main reasons I decided to run this year. Qualifications. I've been engaged in politics for over 6 years. I first was an appointed and then became an elected PCO. I've been the membership chair of the 25th LD Democrats. I am the founder of Indivisible Puyallup. And I am currently on the Design Review and Historic Preservation Board with the City of Puyallup. I really, really like that I'm in such great company because I also have a master's degree in psychology, like many other people here tonight. I'm also was a credit counselor, and I'm currently in IT project management. my platform, my key three things that I'm platforming on: neighborhood safety. We've got sidewalks that need repairing and connecting. We've got proper lighting that needs to take place in our neighborhoods. I would like to see some more neighborhood watch groups, as well as start something called a community-oriented policing. I'm for affordable and attainable housing. As everybody knows, we've got a housing crisis going on, and so we need to figure out ways to shore that up quickly. I'm also pushing for an equity and ethics commission within the city, because quite frankly, Puyallup doesn't have one, and we're pretty major, you know, we have about 42,000 people in the city. It's about time that we had such a... I've gotten quite a few endorsements. I've been endorsed by the Washington Education Association, the Sierra Club, the 25th LD Democrats have endorsed me, and then various people on the Pierce County Council. Marty Campbell's endorsed me, Ryan Mello, as well as Jenny Hishon. And then on the Puyallup City Council, I've been endorsed by the Deputy Mayor and past Mayor John Palmer, as well as City Council member Robin Ferris. Help that I need. I do need donations. My opponent is heavily funded and supported by the Pierce County Republican Party, and he's got a sizable war chest. In fact, I think this race has the most amount of money donated to it ever in a Puyallup City Council race. So I could use your help, because I need to do mailers, as well as some digital marketing for this, and volunteers. I love canvassing. I went and visited over 3,000 voters for the primary, and I love going door to door, but I do need people to help me lip drop, as well as be company for me when I go door to door. Thank you, Indivisible Tacoma, for endorsing me. Very, very, very happy about that. Love the work that you do. And so, yeah, thank you for hosting this town hall tonight.
Thank you, Joe. We're behind you all the way. All these fabulous candidates are just thrilling and excited to hear all of you. We will move to Sarah Rumbaugh, who is running for Tacoma City Council District 2.
Thank you for this opportunity to be here. I'm Sarah Rumbaugh. I'm running for Tacoma City Council District 2. You might remember me. I ran for Pierce County Council against Hans Zeiger, and I came very close to capturing him within 2,000 votes. So I feel like I ran a marathon before, and this time I'm doing a 10K. And I got into this race because the things I cared about in the county council race are the same things I care about today. I ran on affordable housing, homeless crisis, and I have really worked hard to make the environment not just about climate change, but about our economy. And so I've been talking a lot about how important our port is and that we move to green jobs. I'm here today just to introduce myself in case you haven't met me before. You can go to my website, sararumbaugh.com. I have so many endorsements, I just couldn't remember them all. And I'm thankful to everybody who's endorsed me. But some of my favorite endorsements are Congressmember Marilyn Strickland, who I've been friends with since 2009. And she got on right away. I've been endorsed by Tacoma City Council members, John Hines, Christina Walker, Keith Blocker, Connor McCarthy, and Robert Toms. And even though Robert Toms and I are sort of diametrically opposed on a lot of issues, he is supporting me and asked me to get into this race. And so after four times of asking me, because, you know, when you ask a woman to run for office, it takes several times, I said yes. And I have just been having the best time running. I've been to over 2,000 doors, and I'm hearing really positive things. And I just had the realtor's endorsement today, and it was fabulous to talk to them, to know that they care about housing as much as I do. And I am wholeheartedly supporting Home in Tacoma, because I know that we need to be doing this. We need to create more housing, between 13,000 and 30,000 units, depending on who you talk to, short of the housing numbers we need. And we're expecting a large population. In 2032, the light rail will be here in Tacoma, the Sound Transit light rail. And it's going to come right into our Dome District, and it's going to change everything about our city. And so I want to be ready for that. I have a city planning background, and I'm ready to get started on day one, showing leadership and vision for the city of Tacoma. And I want to thank you so much for letting me talk for just a little bit today. And I'll put my information into the chat. My kickoff is this Monday, September 20th at 5 p.m. at my house. And it should be on my Facebook page momentarily. And we are doing it outside. You just bring your mask, and I'm making homemade apple pie. So why wouldn't you want to come to that? So if you're at all interested, feel free to write me a note at info@sararumba.com. I'd love to talk to you about any issues that you have. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah. We have still two candidates to welcome, and I wanted to ask if Enrique is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you so much for taking time to join. I know you're at work, and we really appreciate your taking the time to be with us.
Thank you for having me, first of all. Give a little background on myself first. I've been on the Tacoma School Board now for 3 years. Was appointed initially for 1 year and then won the my election 2 years ago. But the way the timing works on this, it's a 6-year term, but the normal timing for my seat to be in a general election was again this year. So I'm running again this year. Some of my other background around education includes teaching full-time as a faculty. I've been University of Washington assistant professor of medicine for several years now. Prior to that, full-time faculty, clinical instructor for 12 years, and then prior to that, teaching at and seeing patients at community healthcare on the east side of Tacoma for 12 years. I come from a background of educators. Everyone in my family has taught or been an administrator in education in one way or another. So I feel like I know the ins and outs of public education from that perspective. I went to public school myself, and my kids have gone through Tacoma schools, and I have one graduate from Stadium, and I have a current ninth grader in Stadium. I'm also involved with several other organizations, including I'm a big brother, Big Brothers Big Sisters, serve on the advisory board at University of Washington Tacoma Global Honors Program advisory board also. I'd like to let you know a little bit more about kind of what my thoughts and stances are, what I'm running on. Really, a lot of what I do in all of my work at the school board and at in my regular job is around health. So I feel like physical and mental health is really key to keeping our society healthy. And it starts in education, such a big pillar of our society. If kids are not physically and emotionally healthy, they really have trouble learning. So we think of school for all of its academics, importance in academics, but without that piece of being safe and also being healthy, it's very difficult for children to learn and for staff to be at their best. So a lot of my work is around keeping really the healthiest environments we can for all of our staff. Part of this is also safety. Of course, the COVID pandemic brings a lot of safety questions in mind. Healthy air, healthy buildings with regard to also keeping kids safe from any violence that may occur. There's something that is important about keeping schools safe, but not making them also so hardened that they in some ways scare students and staff and are not conducive to education. Another key thing is really recruiting and retaining high quality staff. Really, if we don't maintain and keep the high quality staff we have, we're not going to continue to provide this high quality education that we've been doing for many years now. So I think it's important to pay the staff really good wages, keep them educated, cover their education needs that they may have, and keep them safe, as we've talked about before. The other really important thing that's been present for a long time, but has gotten more attention with the public, is really racial and economic equity. So if we've had problems with both of these parts in our society for many, many years.
The time. Sorry.
Is that the time? Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
Take just a few minutes.
Okay, I'll just finish my thought around the racial equity is really important with regard to institutional racism occurring in all parts of our society. I think we've done a great work in improving that in Tacoma schools, but we, along with many institutions, have more work to do. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for taking some time to be with us tonight. We have one last candidate, and I'm also very excited to introduce you to Marty Schaefer, who is running for Clover Park School Board, District 4. Marty.
Yeah, Julie, thank you so much. And I am a proud advocate for public education. I always have been, always will be, and that's probably my main why. I believe that public education is so important. It's vital to the very fabric of our American culture. I also, as a school board director, I see students as my true constituents. I genuinely do. I know I'm elected by people in my community, but my constituents are those kids who don't even get to vote. And I'm so committed to them. And then, you know, part of my wife, I'm really being honest, is that there's been an attempt to take over our board by an extreme faction that is accused of being CRT, and just, it's really been awful. And so in Lakewood, we just had to face that. We've been on an equity journey for a supportive learning environment that Enrique, you know, kind of touched on. We've been on that for a long time, done some amazing work, and one of our own board directors is leading a coup to try to take over the board because there's two seats. And so I'm just being honest that I can't even afford not to win because we've done so much right work that I'm not willing to let it be deteriorated or eroded by a group like that. My qualifications, it's interesting. I have an undergraduate degree in urban planning, city planning. I also have a master's degree, but mine's in divinity. And then I also have a doctorate in leadership because I went back and got the doctorate in leadership as well. I've been on the board for 16 years. It's amazing. And 6 years as president. It's also interesting to note that my first three elections, I didn't even have an opponent. And because of the coup this last time, they actually got three people to run against me. It's just been really disappointing to have to take all this time and money that I could be using for students to run a campaign. Part of those qualifications is that of the last 6 years that I've been board president, we've been board of distinction 5 times. And we were the WASDA School Board of the Year in 2019. I'm very proud of the work for our district that we've done that. But probably my greatest qualification is that my wife and 2 daughters are teachers. And I know what they bring to make a difference in students' lives every day. What I stand for, friends, it's very simple. I stand for student success. And student success to me is much more than graduation rate, test scores, grade level completions, attendance, behavioral incidences. Those are only, you know, indicators of how our kids are responding to our educational institution. But setting a student up for success, empowering them to find their voice and to be engaged in learning and carving out a path for their life is what we stand for. And we've made that shift in our school district. I also stand for a supportive learning environment, which means that we really do take SEL, social emotional learning, which means that we do create leadership capacity, which means that we do keep our kids safe and healthy. And I would acknowledge that we've been able to bring clinics in their schools, and we've done so many right things for that. I also stand for building bridges into our community. We created a group called CELT, Community Engagement Leadership Team, 2 years ago that has been fantastic and far-reaching in its scope to it. It's 12 key leaders in our community, from the garrison commander at JBLM to deputy mayors to police chief to president of the college to key influencers and the very diverse people groups in our community as well. And young, old, black, white, we've come together to discuss how we can influence our community.
Take just a minute to finish up, Marty.
Yeah, my needs are very simple. It's called donations and door knocking. And so I'll put that in the chat box. Again, thank you so much.
Thanks to all of these incredible candidates. I cannot tell you how grateful we are that you have stepped up to run for these local offices.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.